Let me ask you a question, big moral question this. If a church leader is a very vocal opponent of same-sex marriage or other gay rights legislation, or indeed argues publicly that homosexuality is immoral, whilst at the same time living a secret double life, privately engaging in same-sex relationships, would it be right to out them, to expose their moral hypocrisy? The human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell angered many people in the 1990s, including other gay rights campaigners, in fact, by outing secretly gay public figures. He now says he's prepared to return to that controversial strategy in the face of religious opposition to same-sex marriage legislation. I asked him to explain his moral defence for outing to John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project, who believes it's a dangerous and potentially counterproductive strategy.
Well, the situation is that we currently have the Church of England adopting an anti-gay stance. In particular, it's quite vociferous and nasty opposition to same-sex equal marriage in register offices and other non-religious places. Now, of course, the Church is entitled to have a view about same-sex marriage in places of worship, but it's none of its business to dictate and try and stop civil ceremonies involving no religious content. So we feel quite angry that the Church is once again siding with discrimination, supporting the denial of equal rights to same-sex couples who love each other deeply and profoundly and who want to marry. And what is particularly shocking is that some of the bishops who opposed same-sex marriage are themselves gay and in same-sex relationships. Moreover, we think that if they preach homophobia in public while practicing homosexuality in private, that's a legitimate matter of public interest, and that should be exposed because it's hypocritical and homophobic, and it is harming other gay people.
John O'Doherty, in those carefully described circumstances, as Peter Tatchell has laid them out, do you believe an outing could be morally justified?
I think it's very difficult to disagree with anything that Peter has said, and I agree with him about the people speaking out of both sides of their mouths in this issue and causing a lot of harm within our society with the homophobic attitudes that they're not only stating themselves but encouraging within others. I suppose the point that I do disagree on is when it is appropriate to out someone. And personally, I believe that outing someone is a very dangerous thing to be doing. And I kind of look at many of these bishops and others who are LGBT themselves but are espousing these kind of homophobic comments as almost victims themselves of the society that we live in, which is so structured around homophobia and heterosexism. I can't help but look at their experiences in the society that they've grown up in, the institutions that they obviously care about deeply, but the impact that that has had on them as well. And my most important point in this for me is, if we start outing people, what message are we sending out? And are we almost creating a license for other people to be outed and other people to out people? And I worry about that. I worry about the long-term impact of that. I think if someone wishes not to be out or wishes to choose how out they are, I think that's something that should be come down to someone's personal choice.
Just to be clear, your opposition to this is not that you don't believe that moral hypocrisy should be exposed, but you're worried about the possibly unforeseen consequences in the lives of many people.
Absolutely. That's my main concern. I also worry a little bit about what we're saying by outing people as well. And I think we have a lot of work to do to address homophobia, heterosexism, transphobia within society. We have a lot of work to do within our own community to remove lesbophobia, biphobia and transphobia as well. And what I want to see is a lot more focus on encouraging those people who are going to be positive role models for members of our community to come out, because that's what we really need. We need more and more people coming out, more and more people providing those positive role models, and more people having that opportunity to actually look up to someone and say, this is what it means to be LGBT. And I also think that will just increase the visibility of our community so much more. And as Peter knows, that's one of the biggest issues impacting in our community for so many years has been that level of invisibility, which thankfully is decreasing. But we still have a whole lot of work to do there as well.
Peter Tatchell, what about those clergy who are gay but who are not out, who are part of a church with an official stance that's against say, equal marriage. Are they also legitimate targets for riding?
Well, there's absolutely no question of outing a bishop who is privately and quietly gay, who wishes to remain in the closet, providing he does not endorse the church's anti-gay stance and seek to discipline clergy within his diocese who choose to marry. Those people will not be outed under any circumstances. So you're right, we're only targeting those who are explicitly endorsing the church's anti-gay stance and who are taking disciplinary action against clergy who marry their same-sex partners. I would put it this way. If a public figure is going on about family values and preaching about fidelity and monogamy, and then is discovered to be having a series of mistresses on the side, betraying his wife, no one would think twice about exposing him, particularly if he was part of a political agenda about family values and about the sanctity of marriage and opposition to adultery. Well, it's very, very similar when it comes to gay bishops who attack and harm the gay community. They are saying one thing in public and doing something different in private. And I think that it's an honourable, reasonable thing to say that obviously we would love those bishops to rethink and to not support these policies, but if persuasion fails, if they do not listen to reason or compassion, if they persist in the double standard, then I think reluctantly, and I emphasise, reluctantly as a last resort, I am prepared to out them.
John, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but in your previous answer you came close to suggesting that outing as a strategy is in itself homophobic. Is that your view?
I wouldn't say homophobic, but I definitely think it comes with a lot of risks, and risks that really I don't support, and I think it has risks for our wider community as well. I agree with Peter. I mean, if this was and these were people who were preaching about family values while having affairs or not meeting those family values, I think the media would be all over it, and I think we would see a lot more pressure on those people and a lot more public exposure of those people. And, you know, I think this goes further than just church leaders. I think it goes into our politics, and I think it goes into our civic society as well, that it creates a culture where outing people is something that's acceptable. I think people will create their own standards around where and when that's acceptable. And it's one of the things that I really love about our community is that we don't out people. It's not something that happens. It's not something that I hear anyone encouraging or anything happening. And I think that's something that we should be really proud of, the fact that we do provide that safety to LGBT people, regardless of what their background is, who want to be part of our community, who want to access support, and also then need that their own time and their own space to be private about who they are or their sexual orientation.
In that case, John, what would you do to challenge the clear moral hypocrisy of someone in the situation that Peter has described? If it's not outing, what would you do?
I think direct challenge is something that I would definitely encourage, direct challenge to that person in private. But I think that...
And if they don't change
the ways? Tackling individual churches or tackling individual people or challenging individual people on this in that public way, I don't think is going to move our community and our issues in the direction that we want. I think we have a much wider agenda, and I think that's almost... frustrates that a little bit or takes attention away from the wider work that we need to be focused on.
Well, Peter, let me explore one of the possible negative consequences of this, implied in what John is saying. You might alienate people against the gay community, and you might bring more sympathy to someone who's actually in the closet attacking gay people.
Well, I am very, very confident that outing bishops who are hypocritical and homophobic, who attack and harm the gay community, will have a positive, constructive effect. Way back in 1994, 20 years ago, Outrage and I named 10 Anglican bishops on the steps of the General Synod. We called on them to follow the Christian principle of telling the truth about their sexuality. Now, of those 10 bishops, from the day that they were named, as far as I know, not one of them ever again said anything anti-gay in public. So that was an immediate positive gain. Moreover, the crisis it provoked within the church resulted in the then Archbishop of Canterbury agreeing to a dialogue with the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and sex community, a dialogue which had never previously happened. And that dialogue needs to continue and resume over these issues. And the third positive effect of outing in 1994 was the fact that the House of Bishops, which met soon afterwards but wasn't scheduled to discuss gay issues, did discuss them and did produce one of its strongest condemnations of homophobia. Now, I don't believe they would have done that if we hadn't created a crisis in the church because of naming those bishops.
Would you be concerned, Peter, that the emotional, the psychological pressure that you might place on one of those people could be sufficient for them to harm themselves and possibly even to have a heart attack in response to the threat of it?
Well, I think that is a possibility, but I think every bishop has had notice already for the last 3 weeks that we are considering outing. And if they don't want to be outed, all they have to do is to change their stance. If they persist, they have made the choice. They have chosen to put themselves in the firing line. They can step out of that quite easily, and we'll leave them alone. But if they continue, we will go for them.
John O'Doherty, you've heard the argument. You've heard some of the scenarios that Peter has been exploring in his own mind and with his colleagues. Do you believe that what he's describing in those terms could be ethically justifiable?
It's hard to disagree with a lot of what Peter says. It's hard to watch that hypocrisy in action. And again, as I said before, in public figures right across our society, we hear them espousing this homophobic rhetoric when we know ourselves, so many of them are involved in same-sex relationships.
But when you say you know that kind of thing about someone, you mean you've heard rumours?
Yes, I've heard rumour.
That's
I've
all
heard
you
rumor.
Know.
Well, yes. I think that's fair. I hear rumour and I hear innuendo, and then I also hear direct stories about people who have relationships with public representatives who aren't out. But again, I don't have photographs, nor am I seeking photographs or video evidence or anything of the like. I think that information is quite often out there within our community, but you will very rarely find people wanting to talk about it, and definitely not talking about it in the public sphere. But I think it is definitely a very difficult area, and it's I think it's very positive to hear that Peter and Outrage are engaging with the church, are advising them that we cannot tolerate this anymore, we cannot let you expunge this homophobia in our community. But I still have concerns about the system of outing people, and I think someone like Peter and an organization like Outrage have a long history of really effective advocacy on behalf of our community. But it's almost giving a green flag to others who may not give the same consideration to the impacts that some of their outing could have in the wider community.
And just finally, Peter, on this point about rumours versus evidence, how much evidence would you need to have to be able to stand up an allegation of that kind in public?
Well, going back to 1994, people accused us of operating on the basis of rumour and gossip. But I've got to tell you, only one of those 10 bishops denied being gay, and he was the one for whom we had the greatest evidence. Likewise, this time, it will not be under any circumstances based on tittle-tattle, rumour, gossip, or innuendo. It'll be based on people who know these bishops personally, have had sexual relationships with them, and so on. And it won't be just based on what one person says. We'll need more than one person and really strong, credible evidence, because we are not in this business of doing some half-baked campaign that backfires.